Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to TrainLang's podcast. Bienvenidos a nuestro podcast de TrainLang. Yo soy Santi. And today I'm here with Aline. Hi, Aline. ¿Cómo estás?
Hi. Hello, everyone. We're excited to be here again for another episode. Today we're continuing with describing people's looks. With a twist, con un giro, we'll be talking about how some celebrities have changed over the years. Así que vamos a hablar del aspecto físico hoy. A ver cómo se dice esto en inglés.
Muy bien, that's true. So we'll be focusing on the question, what does he or what does she look like? And discussing how to use to be and to have in the descriptions. We will also invite you to guess which celebrity we are talking about. Porque vamos a estar hablando de una de estas celebridades y a ver si consigues adivinar exactamente cuál es la celebridad o el celebrity del que vamos a hablar.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be very fun and helpful for improving our English vocabulary. But before we start, I'm glad that you used the question, what does he or she look like, Johnny? Because muchos alumnos cometen el error de decir, how is she, para decir en español, ¿cómo es? En plan, ¿cómo es él, no? Descríbemelo. Pero hoy vamos a insistir en que para cuando usamos how is she o how is he, en realidad estamos preguntando cómo se encuentra o qué tipo de personalidad tiene. Si yo quiero saber, quiero que me describas a tu vecina, no tengo que decir how is she, porque me dirías, ah, she's fine, pero no quiero eso. Entonces, hoy vamos a concentrarnos en la pregunta, what does he look like or what does she look like? O también, how does she look like? Es muy importante porque ahí nos centramos en el look, en el físico, ¿vale? Entonces, no, nada de how is she, sino how does she look like or what does she look like? Y con eso, let's get started con un diálogo que va a enseñarnos a hablar del aspecto físico y a la vez de algunas celebrities. So, shall we start?
Yeah, let's start, no? You know, Aline, it's amazing how much some celebrities have changed over the years. I'm going to share, let's start with Post Malone, for example. How much he has changed over the years.
Yes, when he first became famous, he didn't have all those tattoos on his face. Now he has a whole look that's become his signature, su firma, his signature.
That's right. That's totally right. And then we have other ones. For example, another one. No, another one who's changed a lot is Taylor Swift. She looks much more fit and athletic now, probably because of all the touring. Her style has really evolved. So wow, it's amazing, no?
Exactly, true. And then there's Chris Hemsworth. Remember how he looked in his earlier movies? Mm. Now he's much more muscular, especially with all those superhero roles.
That's right. And then I think we have another one, no? We have Keanu Reeves. What about him, no? He looks almost the same as he did years ago. Somehow, he hasn't changed much at all.
That's so true, Johnny. Keanu has one of those timeless looks. It's amazing how some people can stay almost the same while others change a lot.
That's true. So let us just go to describe a popular figure and maybe just we can see, you know. Here's someone I'm sure you'll recognize.
Let's see if
vamos a ver si nuestros escuchantes también, con los detalles que demos, okay, pueden tal vez descubrir de quién estamos hablando. He has fair hair, mm-hmm. Okay, así que tiene el pelito rubio, fair hair. Styled in a unique way, unique, es único, su estilo es único. Often wears a serious expression, muy, muy, muy serio. And he is known for his distinctive orange tinted skin. He has a he is sometimes he looks like orange, you know, the skin, it's skin tone, it's orange, and it's often seen in a suit and tie. Always in a suit and tie. ¿Qué crees? ¿Crees que nuestros escuchantes descubrirán de quién estamos hablando?
Creo que voy a dar una extra tip. I think the tie he usually wears is red.
Okay.
La mayoría de las veces su tie, su corbata es roja. I think I know who you're talking about, but let's leave it to our listeners to guess. Listeners, do you know who Johnny is describing? Think about it and keep listening for the reveal.
Sí, eso será luego después al final, ¿eh? Os diremos. Pero bueno, mientras tanto podéis ir pensando un poquito de quién estaremos hablando, ¿eh? Ese tono anaranjado se le ve por la tele.
Pelo rubio.
Y parece naranjito, ¿eh? Muy, muy especial el peinado. Bueno, ¿eh? Lo dejamos ahí. So, well, anyway, if at this point you're enjoying this episode and learning something new, don't forget to like, subscribe, and check out our other episode for more English practice.
Yeah, and remember, you can find us on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, and more. Okay, let's continue then.
Very good. Well, so now let's go over some of the sentences we use in our conversation and explain how to use to have and to be. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's start with to have then. As we see on the picture here that you're displaying, we use to have to describe things someone possesses. And in that case, we're talking about the looks, hablamos del físico, así que algo que uno tiene como característica física, como por ejemplo, she has curly hair, or he has brown eyes.
Again, exactly. So when we say she has blonde hair, we are using to have to describe the hair color. Estamos describiendo el color. So in the dialogue, we also said he has tattoos on his face, no? Describing something he has physically. Así que como tú bien decías, hablamos del to have para hablar de posesiones, ¿eh? El tener. Y se habla para hablar de cosas que poseemos. Puede ser algo físico, ¿vale? O cualquier idea. No sé, por ejemplo, esta frase en su forma afirmativa. ¿Se te ocurre alguna idea más?
Claro, con to have. Vamos a ver. Por ejemplo, I have brown eyes. O she has long hair. He has a beard. And they have curly hair. Son ejemplos que se me ocurren.
Muy bien. Me gusta mucho que has metido I have y hacemos la diferencia con la tercera persona, con el he, she, ¿no? Con she has, ¿no? Acordarnos, ¿no? De que tenemos que cambiar el verbo ahí del have al has. Pero claro, también tenemos su forma negativa, ¿no? Que podemos utilizar el I don't have, ¿no? O he doesn't have, ¿eh? A mustache, for example. Matthew doesn't have a mustache. ¿Eh? Okay. Vale. Y si quisiéramos hacer una pregunta, si me quisieras preguntar a mí qué.
Mira, te voy a preguntar. Johnny, do you have green eyes?
Oh, no. I have brown eyes.
Okay. Yeah. And what about if it's the third person, la tercera persona? Entonces ya no hacemos do you have, sino does she have straight hair, for example. La S va con el auxiliar y have vuelve a ser el verbo sin la S. Entonces, does she have glasses. Perfecto. That she has straight hair.
Pues si nos estás escuchando, te animamos a que utilices estas frases para describir tu propio aspecto físico o que hagas ejercicios para describir el aspecto físico de alguien. Va a ser una forma muy divertida de aprender.
Now let's talk about to be. Ya hemos cubierto to have. Let's talk about to be. We use to be to describe general characteristics like height, altura, or build, which is in Spanish, build como la estructura, ¿no?
Está fuerte.
La estructura corporal. So, for example, we could use she is tall or he is muscular. In the dialogue, Recordáis? We used to be when we said about the actor, he's more muscular now. Hablamos de quién era, que era más muscular. Hemsworth, yes?
I see. Mm-hmm, very good. So, and here's another important question to remember. What does he or she look like? What does he or she look like? So this is how we ask about someone's appearance.
Exactly. So that question is super important. What does he or she look like? And to answer, we can use to have or to be. As we said before, for example, if someone asks, what does she look like? We could say she has curly hair or she is tall.
So remember, to have is for describing what someone possesses, describir. Lo que alguien tiene o como parece, ¿no? Como los ojos, el pelo. And to be is for characteristics, like height or body, or the body type, ¿no? Así que el verbo to be habla de eso, de las características que definen a una persona. Y las características pueden ser permanentes o generales. No sé, hemos puesto algunos ejemplos. ¿Se te ocurre algún otro de forma afirmativa, Adin?
Claro, sí. Mira, primero acordémonos que es sujeto, el verbo to be. Recordemos que el verbo to be es am, is o are. Para el nivel A2 ya lo tiene controlado. Y ejemplos, no sé, I'm tall, or it is big, or she's friendly, que pueda describir a la persona con to be.
Muy bien, ¿no? Y si utilizamos la forma negativa, pues igual, ¿no? Utilizamos el verbo, el sujeto del verbo to be, ¿no? Y la característica, ¿no? Por ejemplo, I am not short.
I'm not short. You're not short.
Muy bien. Y en las preguntas, pues bueno, recordamos, siempre cambiamos, ¿eh? El verbo to be primero y luego después el sujeto. Are you tall? Are you tall? Claro, como nuestros, bueno, los que nos escuchan, ¿no? Pero los que nos ven a lo mejor por YouTube o por... algún otro canal, siempre nos ven sentados y los chicos no saben, ¿no? La altura que tenemos, ¿no?
Okay. You're not tall, Johnny. You're not short. You're tall.
Muy bien, ¿eh? Así que, características físicas, ¿no? She's tall, he's blonde, ¿okay? Y, pues, bueno, podemos utilizarlo con cualquier otra cosa. Igual, recordamos a nuestros escuchantes, lo mejor que podéis hacer es practicar. Describe cosas, describe personas y utiliza entonces la forma to be. Okay. Pues, I don't know, maybe it's the time for revealing, ¿no?
Exactly. So, let's reveal the answer to the description we shared earlier. Here is the person we're talking about. Come on, show it to us.
Oh, come on. What? No. Bueno, eso ya lo hemos visto. Yeah. This is.
So who is that, Johnny? Who is that?
That's right. It's Donald Trump. No, I don't know. I don't know if our listeners were just thinking about this character, but he looks orange sometimes. Look at his face, no? Serious, no? Very special style, hairstyle.
And what did I say about the tie? You see again?
Yeah, it's true.
I haven't seen the picture.
Yeah, fair hair.
He usually wears a red tie.
He has a very recognizable look. Very recognizable.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we hope you guessed it right. Donald Trump has a look that's hard to miss. Great job if you'd figure it out.
Very good. All right.
Very good.
So let's do a quick review of what we have learned today. We practice asking, what does he or she look like? ¿No? Y hemos dicho, ¿no? Que no decimos, how is he? Bueno, no utilizamos esa forma. And using to have and to be to describe people.
Exactly. Thank you very much. So, to have is used for physical features, características físicas, someone possesses, ¿vale? Que uno posee. Like, she has brown eyes. While to be is used for general characteristics, características generales, like, he's muscular.
Mm-hmm. Muy bien. And we hope then that with this explanation, you just have learned something else with us. And we hope this episode helps you to describe people in English with more confidence. And if you are ready for more, oh, check out trainlink.com for resources and try a free class with us. ¿Dónde pueden ir, por cierto, nuestros escuchantes si quieren aprender más inglés.
Muy bien, como muy bien dijiste, a trainlong.com, ahí podrán acceder pues a un campus espectacular y acceso a profesores deseosos de enseñar. Y obviamente nuestros podcasts y nuestros webinars merecen la pena. Pueden acceder a ello sin dudarlo y disfrutar. Trainlong.com.
Muy bien. So, thank you very much for listening. And Aline, see you next time. Eh? It was a pleasure to work with you again.
It's been a pleasure. Keep practicing.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.